231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back to the show. Second half hour here on this Tuesday, September 9th, 2025 edition. I got a bunch of text comments coming in right now. Officer Rick, he's being a school cop today down in Genesee County. If Ian could get the funding, I would definitely support him to be governor. He is exactly who we need. The Michigan government needs to be burned down from within and completely rebuilt. Ian could do it. Michael Kamishak ran for county commissioner in Gaylord. Ian for governor. Absolutely. Helen on Mackinac Island. I'm going to be giving her a big hug and a kiss on Friday the 19th at the Grand Hotel. She said, "Good day, Randy." Wow, wow, wow. That was quite a statement from Ian. Can't wait to hear the rest of this interview. Then she came back 2 minutes later. He should definitely run for governor. Well, I got that from quite a few of you, and that's why I asked him. He almost thought about filing. Russell, Millersburg. Thank you, Ian. You are absolutely correct. When he was hammering the Republicans for their very elitist biennial event every 2 years on Mackinac Island. Can't get any more elitist than the Grand Hotel in Mackinac Island. Sorry, just the fact. Yeah, I'm going to be there because I'm going to be covering the event, talking with folks, having them come up to the green room and do a sit-down interview with me. But, man, you cannot get any more elitist than that. Out of all the places in the state of Michigan to hold an event, absolutely. Breaking news story. The Michigan Alternate Electors Electoral College slate case dismissed. Judge Christian D. Simmons courtroom. MERS News Service just sent me. Also, I got a text from Elizabeth. I got a text from Patrick Kolbeck. The case has been dismissed. I thought this was definitely going to be the outcome. Yeah. Guess what? It did. Why? Because of what was going on in Michigan at the time when they acted the way they did in December of 2020 after the November 2020 coup, the fake election of Joe Biden, with all the things that we saw at the TCF Center, all the garbage and crap that was going on in Detroit, the Republicans basically put together a slate of electors and sent it to Washington, D.C. 15 Donald Trump supporters who signed paperwork attesting that the Republican presidential candidate won the state of Michigan in the 2020 election will not face trial in Ingham County Circuit Court after a Lansing judge threw out all criminal charges. District Judge Kristen Simmons delivered her opinion this morning saying the Attorney General's office had not established the very, quote, low bar of probable cause. She said there wasn't enough proof that the electors knew that they were defrauding and deceiving anyone by signing the documents, creating an alternative slate that was sent to the U.S. Senate and the National Archives. The case hinges on the element of intent, Simmons said, echoing an argument made by the defense attorneys during the preliminary examinations. I believe there's insufficient evidence brought on this record to even establish that the defendants had any sense of fraudulent intent. She said the evidence shows that the electors did what they were told to do by the Trump team of attorneys. All 15 believed that they were doing their civic duty in presenting Congress a slate of Republican electors based on the fact that if a recount and or a legal action later showed that Donald Trump had actually won Michigan was all they were doing. Simmons said the state's key witness was the 16th elector, James Renner, who reached the deal with the prosecution that called for his charges to be dismissed in exchange for his testimony against the others. This guy basically wanted to be a rat. So if you testify against the other 15 electors, we'll get you a get out of jail card. Renner testified last year, 2024, that he and his fellow electors were told that lawmakers had the ability to accept their certificate and that the process was actually legally appropriate. Defense attorney Kevin Kijewski, who's, by the way, a Republican announced already running for attorney general, passed his client, Clifford Frost, a former candidate who served on the Michigan GOP State Committee, a note saying, congratulations. He passed him a note in court, congratulations. Simmons' courtroom was at capacity with only 38 people allowed to be basically in the audience. With several of the 15 defendants and their attorneys present, only a few media were even allowed into the courtroom, forcing family and other media into the hallway on the other side of the door of the Lansing courtroom. In addition to Frost, the following defendants all dismissed: Republican National Committee woman Kathleen Burden, William Hank Choate, former chair of the Jackson County Republican Party and chair of the Michigan's Republican 7th District, Amy Bencinello, Grand Blanc Community School Board's member, Stanley Grott, the current Shelby Township clerk, John Haggard from Charlevoix, Haggard's Plumbing and Heating. He's had to sell the business, basically, to pay his illegal defense fund. 2016 Republican elector who was plaintiff in a suit related to the 2020 election. John has been fully dismissed. Congratulations, John Haggard. Mary Ann Henry, who was involved with the Greater Oakland County Republican Club. Kim King, a lead plaintiff in a legal effort spearheaded by a Trump ally to overturn the 2020 election. Michelle Lundgren, a former House candidate. Former Michigan Republican Party co-chair, Michonne Maddock. Mara Rodriguez, an attorney. Rose Rook, a former leader within the Republican Party. Marion Sheridan, former grassroots chair, vice chair of the Republican Party in Michigan. Ken Thompson, one of two names originally nominated to serve as an elector. And Wyoming mayor, city of Wyoming, Michigan, Kent Vanderwood. By Attorney General Dana Nessel, they were each charged with conspiracy to commit forgery in uttering and publishing, as well as fraud regarding election laws. They each faced up to 14 years in prison if convicted as charged. Simmons held preliminary examinations in three separate groups for all of the 15 individuals charged with signing a document proclaiming that they were duly elected electors. And even though that then Democratic candidate Joseph Biden beat Republican candidate Donald Trump in Michigan by 154,188 votes, recounts, and stories of election fraud, had they been investigated, they signed it on the belief that they were truly providing the slate to be considered by the Electoral College on January 6th of 2021 for consideration to put forth Donald J. Trump as being the winner for the state of Michigan. At one point in the proceedings, she told the Attorney General's office that their presentation wasn't great. Testimony indicted the 16 electors. They were tried on December 14, 2020 to get inside the Michigan Capitol, but were in fact turned away by the Michigan State Police. They regrouped at the GOP headquarters where they signed their names to the document, which was eventually delivered to Congress as well as the National Archives. Prosecution argued the group knowingly tried to defraud the system in favor of their candidate. At one point, an AG investigator testified that he lacked evidence that showed at least one GOP elector forged or counterfeited the document. Defense attorneys argued that their clients acted at the instructions of attorneys for the Trump 2020 campaign. Defense attorneys agreed that Renner's testimony indicates the group lacked criminal intent. There was no criminal intent. Absolutely none. Zero. They did what they thought was right at the time based on all the suspicious activity that took place in Detroit that we saw with our own eyes. So guess what? Charges have been dropped. Thank God. Another major defeat for the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, who only prosecutes Republicans. She never wants to prosecute a Democrat. Well, that could be changing very soon based on Faye Baydoun, Michigan Economic Development Corporation, Quentin Messer Jr. CEO, going forward with an investigation over the $20 million grant this Democrat friend of Governor Gretchen Whitmer got. We'll see where this goes. GOP Republican electors, case dismissed. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. One thing that you have to understand, these people have spent a ton of money on attorneys defending themselves. Dana Nessel, the attorney general, again, vicious prosecutions only against Republicans. Well, the case has been dismissed. And the thing that you have to understand, this is something that they have absolutely, that you cannot bring forth these type of frivolous lawsuits, lawfare, basically tactics against your political enemies. If you are the attorney general, the highest law enforcement officer of the state of Michigan, actually, whoever the Republicans put up for attorney general should run on this case. Go to the people of the state of Michigan after winning the nomination at the state convention of the Michigan Republican Party next year and run on this. Have Dana Nessel's picture and her going after her political enemies, using her office, using her budget, using her staff attorneys. You do realize, folks, that the Michigan State Attorney General's office is the largest law firm in the state. Using their resources to go after their political enemies, elect me to be the next attorney general. I give you my oath that I will not use the office to go after my political opponents. This is absolutely amazing. After all the money they've had to spend to defend themselves, and then to have the case thrown out, dismissed. Justice has prevailed. One of the things you have to understand, and this is something that has been blatantly obvious the entire time that Dana Nessel's been our attorney general, still prosecuting, still going after Lee Chatfield and his wife, Stephanie, still going after other Republicans. Dare Rendon, former state representative, chair of the 1st Congressional District, she's still dealing with charges from Dana Nessel. Matt DiPerno, he's still facing charges. Stephanie Scott, a local township clerk, she's still being prosecuted. All Republicans. Well, I hope and pray that this case being dismissed is an indicator of all these other frivolous lawfare tactics cases that Dana Nessel is bringing against Republicans. I hope this is the first of many dismissals. This has got to stop. Because one of the things that you have to understand, folks, the Attorney General is the highest law enforcement officer in the state. We have laws on the books. Democrats can break the laws all day long. Dana Nessel doesn't do anything. Republicans allegedly do something wrong, and she gets a grand jury, which, by the way, a grand jury can indict a ham sandwich. Do you know that in the grand jury process, you don't even get to put up a defense? You don't even get to counter anything that they say about you and the charges that they're bringing against you. You don't even get to put up a defense. How fair is that? Well, these grand juries indicted. Preliminary examinations were held. Defense was put up, case dismissed. Now, I hope and pray that this is one of many that's forthcoming. Dare Rendon didn't do anything wrong. DiPerno didn't do anything wrong. Stephanie Scott, the local township clerk, didn't do anything wrong in any way, shape, or form. They're grandstanding on those to make sure that other clerks in the state of Michigan doesn't do what Stephanie Scott did. She provided access to her tabulator to Matt DiPerno so that he could do a forensic audit of the machine. Well, Dominion says that he damaged the machine in doing the audit. He didn't damage that machine in any way, shape, or form. Total ball-faced lie. What they're afraid of is what he would find inside the machine. Well, bottom line, he did find some tampering with the algorithms, with the software, and that the numbers had been switched, but the case was dismissed for lack of legal standing by a liberal judge, like all the other lawsuits that were brought about 2020 election. But we were vindicated in 24 and we're moving on, but we're still watching you guys like a hawk. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the yo-yo diet king. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days.